Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What do we know about Anthony Richardson? All we know about Anthony Richardson is what we have heard from people who have spoken to Anthony Richardson, have told us about Anthony Richardson, and we're going to talk about that a little bit. We'll talk also about what Pro Football Focus says about the Colts draft, and it's really kind of good. It's very positive, so that's a nice thing. Who are the people this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? We're going to have the rookie mini camp. And so the rookies are going to be out there. That's everybody who's drafted, hopefully. And then everybody who is signed as an undrafted free agent coming in, and they're going to show us their wares. We're going to figure some things out, or we're going to think we're figuring some things out, and maybe we'll be wrong. But I don't think we will be. I'll tell you what we're going to look for and how it's going to impact how we view the Colts in the 2024 season, where they try to get off the schneid. Over the last nine seasons, they're 0-4 in the AFC South. They have not won an AFC South championship since 2014, and that has got to change. Pacers, Knicks tonight at 7:30. What are the keys to the game? I think we understand the keys to the game are pace of play and the ability to hit shots. Whoever exerts their will against the other successfully is going to win this game. The Knicks are going to try to slow it down. That's what they do. They try to grind opponents. The Pacers, they like to rebound misses, kick it out, and get the ball up the floor at a sprint and take an open shot. That's what they try to get done. We're going to see what happens. It's going to come down to, in a lot of respects, it'll come down to the ability to rebound the basketball on the Knicks' offensive end. So defensive rebounding versus their offensive rebounding is going to be one of the critical pieces of the puzzle. That means that, you know what, at the power forward position, you've got to get some solid play out of Pascal Siakam. He's got to be able to box out OG Anunoby. And then on the other block, you've got to have Turner outplaying Hartenstein. If you can get that to happen, you got a chance tonight. And I think that the Pacers have a really good chance at 16 out of 16. ESPN analysts have picked the Knicks. Tells you all you need to know about ESPN and the analysts. Number one, they don't know very much about basketball. Number two, they're all about the clicks, all about pleasing the larger market. Now, the officiating, I've gotten comments about the officiating, people expecting the Knicks to get a favorable whistle because they are in the bigger market. It didn't help the Lakers. If the NBA was going to start fixing series, they would have fixed it for LeBron and the Lakers. Look at the Knicks. Since 2000, they played in 10 playoff series. They are 3-7 in those series. So this large market bias, I ain't buying. When was the last time the Bulls were relevant? Those are the top three markets. How about the Clippers? Clippers suck. The referees, they don't elevate them. And even if the NBA tried to elevate the officiating for the Clippers, Paul George would be the counter to that elevation. Paul George would be pulling down as hard on the Clippers' chances to win as the officiating would be trying to pull it up. So we know this about Paul George. He's going to lose in the postseason, period. That's who he is. We're going to talk a little bit about Scott Dolson. Scott Dolson on a podcast was talking about the Mike Woodson true fans comment. We'll go over the true fans comment. If I were Scott Dolson, I would have let that go. I just said, look, that's behind us. Not worried about it. I've had conversations with Mike Woodson. I'm good with it. And I would have moved on. He tried to get verbal and tried to get wordy and tried to explain it, I think, to his own detriment and to Mike Woodson's detriment. We'll talk about that a little bit, too. This is Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling for Monday, May 6th, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. MyBookie, my goodness. You use promo code Kent and you win before you even play. They are unlocking for people who use promo code Kent up to a $1,000 sign-up bonus. How about that? That's, like I said, winning before you even play. MyBookie, you can bet on anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Make sure and subscribe to the podcast. If you subscribe, number one, it's a good thing to do. You're going to be reminded more often about content that we put up every single day. Today, media availability with EJ Speed and Kenny Moore went up today. You would have known were you a subscriber, and especially if you hit the little bell icon, which gives you an alert, and then you hit the thumbs up, you hit the like. I like every video I watch. It's the polite thing to do. You want to make a donation? Make a donation. We appreciate it. And include a comment or a question. We'll share it with the group. How about that? Let's talk about the Indianapolis Colts. Anthony Richardson feels like he's ready for a full workload in OTAs and minicamp. It'll be up to the medical guys, the trainers, the physicians, whatever, the shoulder guys to say, yep, he's full go. He's throwing mostly without, in fact, he says without restriction. I'll take him at his word. We'll see what he looks like during OTAs, whether he's allowed to kind of let it rip a little bit and then get himself in the best possible position for the upcoming regular season, which is a really important one because the AFC South can still be had if Anthony Richardson is healthy and accurate with the football. Accuracy, the key. So we'll find out. And all the reps he can get with A.D. Mitchell, abs, and you know what? You've got to get all the reps you can with everybody. He hadn't gotten enough reps with Pittman or with Pierce or with Doolin either. If he can get Anthony Gould out there for some reps, Josh Downs, we know they were playing catch in a hotel parking lot during camp, during rookie mini camp as well. You learn some things at rookie mini camp, especially in the media availability. We learned a little bit about Josh Downs last year in the rookie mini camp. Hopefully we learned something about A.D. Mitchell this time around and something from Leatu Latu in this rookie mini camp as well. But the more reps you can get with Mitchell and Gould, that's good. That will do wonders for the Indianapolis Colts and their offensive dynamism in the 2024 season, and it should be dynamic. Look, A.D. Mitchell, we'll talk just briefly about Pro Football Focus and their takeaways from the draft. They had all 32 teams, they had takeaways, and what they said about the Colts was Latu was college football's best defender the last two seasons. Mitchell, that's a good thing, was ranked fourth among wide receivers on Pro Football Focus's big board, but was the 11th wide receiver selected. Now, that means two things. Colts got great value taking him at 52, but also there's a reason why he fell, right? Colts weren't concerned with the reason why he fell. Was it the diabetes? Was it the blood sugar problem? Was it the kind of up-and-down performance? I don't know. But they think whatever it was, they're going to be able to correct it. I hope that they can because dynamic at 100%, Mitchell, he's really good. And Gould can be really good, both very fast. For a while, it seemed like the Colts were attracted to slow, right? 4.35, that's just too fast for us. Do we have a 4.55 guy running the 40? Let's take him. It seemed like that was part of the process of the evaluators for the Colts, that they were going after purposefully guys who ran, above a 4.5. Sub 4.5 need not apply. That seemed crazy. They've corrected that. They got guys running fast at their position all over the field. Last year, they took Will Mallory, who was the fastest tight end, at the combine in 2023. So let's hope that they've got the speed necessary to stretch a field a little bit. They got guys who can run routes that, and I really, Gould has a really good chance to be an upgrade over what they expected Isaiah McKenzie to be last year, both as a returner and as a slot wide receiver backup to Josh Downs. All right. I like what Pro Football Focus had to say. If Latu can get to the quarterback, let's say eight times, given the limited snaps, and his snaps are going to be somewhat limited because you do have Pay, Odangbo, you got who else? My God. Who am I missing? Samson. You've got Lewis. You got guys. You got plenty of guys on the outside and the inside. Some of the inside guys can play outside. Some of the outside guys can play inside a little bit. So Samson Ebicom, that's the guy who's spacing. They got that's pretty good. And Latu's going to have to earn his reps on passing downs. Hopefully he can do that with relative dispatch because he was the 15th overall selection in the draft. You would expect that a guy taken 15th is going to get his ass on the field as a rookie. Am I right? Let's talk about the Pacers. They got a big game against the Knicks tonight. So tonight and then Wednesday, what they got to do is split. You got to win one of these games. I think that the Pacers are less likely to win tonight than they are in game two, despite what I said with Dan Dockett during the Power Hour on Indy Sports Ticket from 2 to 3. 2 to 3 Mondays, best radio in town. At any rate, what I still think that the Pacers are going to win tonight, but I think that they could win these two games in New York. I see the Pacers as the better team. I didn't think that the Pacers were necessarily the better team. I thought they were even Steven with Lillard playing for the Bucks. I thought Lillard plays, they're even Steven. I still think that. Knicks, Pacers, I think the Pacers are flat the better team. I think two guys have to have a really good playoff series in order for the Pacers to move on and play the Celtics, who are going to beat the Cavaliers. I'm sorry, Cleveland fans, but the Celtics are going to win that series. You got to have a really good series from Rick Carlisle and Miles Turner to be able to win this series. You get four really good games, consistent performance out of Miles Turner, and if Carlisle can kind of outflank, outstrategize Tom Thibodeau, I think you win this series. I think if the Knicks win it, I think it's going to be because of Thibodeau. Tom Thibodeau is just a basketball 24/7 guy. It reminds me of Rick Majerus that way. Both really good defensive coaches. And we'll see. That's an interesting thing. You know, Carlisle is a really good offensive coach. Thibodeau, a really good defensive coach. Knicks, they want to slow it down. Pacers, they want to run. You know, these are different teams. These are different rosters. These are different coaching staffs. And the combination of those things, this matchup is kind of juicy and really, really fun. Yeah, Thibodeau, Carlisle, that's a big deal in this series. Josh Hart, in a podcast in February, when the All-Star game was going to be held in Indianapolis, he said, "You're going to Indy." He said, "No, I hate Indiana. They got two things I'm okay with. They got White Castles and they got Long's Donuts. That's it. Other than that, I have no time for Indiana." Fine. You know what? That's fine by me. I don't care. I really enjoy it here. I think this is a fun place to be. You don't think it's a fun place to be? Kiss my ass. I could care less. It doesn't make any difference to me at all. What am I going to put my house on the market because Josh Hart somehow doesn't like Indianapolis? No, I'm not doing that. You're not doing that. Let's not boo this idiot and lend credence to his perspective on Indianapolis. Can we avoid that? Thank you. Scott Dolson, the athletic director at Indiana University, he was asked in a podcast about the comments that Mike Woodson made on Senior Day. He said this, and most of all, he was thanking people. Most of all, our true fans, I'll say it again, true fans. So Scott Dolson says, among other things, it wasn't as literal as probably everyone took it. No. What did he mean? He's segregating Indiana fans into two piles. One, the true fans, and others, the fake fans. You got your true fans and the fake fans, and I guess Mike Woodson is the guy who gets to determine who goes into what pile. What Mike Woodson doesn't realize is that he's not running the basketball program. He is a caretaker. He doesn't own it. He is the caretaker of the Indiana basketball program for the time being, much like Mike Davis was, much like Kelvin Sampson, Tom Crean, Archie Miller. They were caretakers of the Indiana program. Mike Woodson is too. And when he's not the caretaker anymore, there will be another caretaker. And that person will then decide for himself or herself, hey, here is what a true fan is, I guess. If you're a fan of Indiana, you get to determine what kind of fan you are. Are you, win or lose fan? Or are you a win only fan? A fan that says, you know what? I love it when Indiana wins. And when they lose, I'm going to hold some people around here accountable. I don't think that's an untrue fan. I don't think that's a fake fan. I think that's okay. That's the right of a fan to decide for themselves. If you're one of those people who says, hey, you know what? If Indiana loses 8 in a row, I'm there for the 9th game, and I'm loving it. And I believe in Indiana. In the 08-09 season, I was there for Matt Roth. I wanted Matt Roth and the Hoosiers to win basketball games. And I didn't miss a game. Good for you. That's awesome. But there are different ways to be a fan, and it is not Mike Woodson's purview to decide who's true and who's false. Now, if Scott Dolson had said something like that, I think he'd have been completely out of his mind in saying something like that. What he said, I thought was ridiculous. I didn't think it was very committal. I thought it was very ambiguous. I wish he had just said, look, that's an internal matter. We discussed it. We moved on. Let's go. It's 2024. We are in the midst of May. Let's have a good May and talk about what Indiana is and not what Indiana was 2-3 months ago. You could have said some nonsense like that or whatever. But to say, it wasn't quite as literal as people think. I don't even know what that means. He said true fans three times. Three times. Not once. And then qualified it. Or twice and then qualified it. He said it twice and then reiterated it to mean exactly what it sounds like it means. Or he is a really imprecise communicator, Mike Woodson. There you go. Tonight, I said on the radio, I think I went haywire. I said 132-110, the Pacers win tonight. That would be a hell of a thing. I may have gotten a little far out over my skis there talking to Dan Dockich on the radio. However, I do think that Indiana is going to win tonight. I feel great about this series. I would be stunned. And I would hold, like, call me a true fan, non-true fan, whatever you want. I would hold Rick Carlisle entirely responsible for if they throw up a turd in this series and they lose this thing. I think it lands squarely on Carlisle's desk. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. I can't wait. Maybe we'll do something a little bit after the game. Maybe. Might do a short. I don't know. Depends on how amped up we get, right? That's the thing. They win 132-110. I promise you, we'll be talking about it later tonight.